Many people think pins and needles are caused by poor circulation, but no. Pins and needles are normally caused by the compression of nerves. Pressure on a part of your body can mean that blood can no longer reach the nerves in that area, causing the tingling sensation of pins and needles. Let's try this out. Jimmy, come here!
Yes, sir. How can I help?
Sit down.
Okay.
If I get my elephant to lie on top of little Jimmy, the pressure applied to Jimmy's body should, in theory, prevent blood from getting to some of his nerve endings, so he may end up with temporary pins and needles. While the elephant is sitting on little Jimmy, I can tell you that pins and needles affect a huge number of people. We conducted the following survey. Excuse me, do you ever get pins and needles?
What?
Do you ever get pins and needles?
Yeah.
And when we scaled up the results of that survey, we found that 100% of people get pins and needles. Jimmy, how are you doing? Jimmy, get out of the way, elephant. Jimmy, wake up. Jimmy.
Which service do you require?
Ambulance, please.
What's the problem?
It's little Jimmy. I think he's got really, really bad pins and needles. Our experiment today may have failed, but if your sitting, kneeling or sleeping position lands you with some pins and needles of your own, just release the pressure and give it a bit of a shake.